You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Today is the last day on the job for the head of Brown County's Neville Public Museum after more than a decade at the helm. As executive director, Beth Kowalski spearheaded one of the museum's biggest gallery renovations, rebranded the museum's message, and has gone through many collections at the museum during her 12 years at the Neville. A popular Green Bay area band kicks off their 44th concert season tonight at the Ishwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The AVB Band, formerly known as the Alloway Village Band, has dubbed tonight's season opener as Joy and Triumph, featuring festive and uplifting melodies that honor the joy and impact of music. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the concert starts at 7. As always, admission is free. Tonight's concert is sponsored in part by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 224. 11 more measles cases have been reported in Oconee County, bringing Wisconsin's state total to 36. The cases remain confined to Oconto County, where Wisconsin's measles outbreak began this summer when 9 people became infected following a single exposure while traveling out of state, according to the State Department of Health Services. Since then, cases have steadily climbed despite efforts by local health officials to identify close contacts who may have been exposed to confirmed cases in order to head off further spread of the disease. All cases have been among unvaccinated people, and data shows 2 people have been hospitalized so far. No deaths have been reported. The State Health Department releases new case data on Tuesdays and Fridays. For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL, Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 77th Emmy Awards are in the books, and there was big news from the event. Probably the biggest story was HBO's The Pitt winning Outstanding Drama Series. Star of the show, Noah Wiley, also took home a Best Actor Award, and The Pitt's Catherine Lanasa won Best Supporting Actress. Another big story of the night was the Netflix show Adolescence, which won 6 Emmy Awards, 3 of which went to Stephen Graham for acting, writing, and producing. Apple TV's The Studio won 4 Emmys, including Best Comedy Series. Britt Lower of Apple TV's Severance got her first Emmy off her first nomination and took home the Best Actress in a Drama Series. Jean Smart took home her 4th Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role on Hacks. Smart has picked up a total of 14 Emmy nominations over her impressive career. 15-year-old Owen Cooper became the youngest recipient ever for his role in Adolescence. He was excellent. Rainn Wilson appeared on the Last Laugh podcast last week and said he felt that at times the show The Office went too far with racial and sexist jokes. Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute, said they could never get away with some of the jokes now. Wilson also said that NBC ultimately passed on a spinoff which would have starred the Dwight Schrute character and would have been set on his character's beet farm. The show would have been called The Farm. News from the Emmys, Stephen Colbert presented the Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Beforehand, Colbert jokingly asked when he got behind the mic if anyone was hiring. Colbert will exit The Late Show in May of 2026. Colbert also joked that he brought his resume and showed the crowd his old headshot. The Late Show host was visibly moved when the crowd started chanting Stephen. Great guy. And by the way, best lead actor in a comedy series went to Seth Rogen for The Studio. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot and a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in 18 million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number three. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.